community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In the studio with me this afternoon, I've actually got Caroline Peters. Hello, Caroline.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. You're looking very well in the sunshine today.
Thank you. It's a lovely day today.
I thought you'd turn up in a bikini or something like that.
That would scare everyone.
I nearly weren't one.
Suit you.
Thank you very much. It's my figure. See, I've got a beach figure. Looks like I've left it on the beach overnight. Now, you're from Bird Lucking Chartered Accountants, aren't you?
I am, yes. Based in Chelmsford, but we cover the whole of the Essex area.
Now, we're having a chat with you because you're doing something very, very good for Brentwood this afternoon, because we're having a... Well, not this afternoon. You've actually done something very good for Brentwood. We're having a firewalk, aren't we, for charity?
We are, yes.
This is taking place tomorrow, and you've actually sponsored it.
We have, yes.
What possessed you to sponsor a firewalk? I mean, are you taking part yourself?
I am, yes.
You are as well! Caroline! So what, this is interesting, what made you sponsor the firewalk?
Well, I've worked with Jane from Jane Bennett's Funerals for a number of years.
And Jane's the organiser of the firewalk, isn't she?
She is organising the firewalk, and we have quite a close relationship, and she's always putting me up for a challenge or two.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This one I blatantly said no to, actually.
But I don't blame you.
But she wanted local charities to be involved, and being a guider, she said, come on, Caroline, you can do it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've lost my marbles and said yes.
You'll love it. I done a firewalk years and years ago when I worked on a larger radio station in Essex. And I was very, very dubious to start with, so I done a little bit of research. It's mostly physics. I say mostly because they take you into a room beforehand. Have they explained any of this to you?
I know we go into a room beforehand, but all I know, that's just an hour power talk. I don't know what that
means. It's a power talk. You will come out, you will feel like you've been drinking coffee for 2 days solid. Right, come on in, where's this disco? That's what you can. All you want to do is dance all night. But they do that because you have to get across the fire, obviously, as quick as possible, because it's something ridiculous, like 1200 degrees, don't quote me on that.
Lovely.
But they show you the temperature of it. It's a fascinating thing to do. And they also do a glass walk as well. If you ever get the chance to do a glass walk,
don't fancy that one.
Well, again, it's very simple to understand. They give you the talk beforehand, and the talk is really, really good in both the occasions. Obviously, we're not suggesting anybody at home try this. Do not try this under any circumstances. This is organised by very professional people that know exactly what they're talking about. So you're not looking forward to doing this.
And not overly, although Jane did say to me this afternoon, does nothing ever faze you? But I was thinking perhaps just the fun that I put on.
It does, it's just that you don't tell anyone
exactly,
about it.
Exactly, and it's getting closer.
If I can give you any tips, don't wear tights, right? You end up with no feet in them.
A friend said to me to clean out between my toes as well.
Yes, you do that. The only time it will ever work is if you get one or two little embers caught between your toes. But if you walk cleanly with your toes together, you won't have and I was quite shocked when I done it. Because you walk across, because our Rob Jelly's doing it, and also Greg's doing it from the station as well. Wow. So they'll look after you, don't worry. They might even lift you up and walk you across, you know. But that's the only time it will ever hurt, if you get an ember or two stuck between you. But it's fascinating. It really, really is fascinating. So are you going to write this in your diary? Or are you going to take pictures?
There'll certainly be pictures. Our marketing lady will be there, of course. A bird lucking and making sure that there's plenty of pictures, and yes, it will be in my diary forever, I should think.
So how comes you got this and you didn't rope any of the other accountants there into it?
Three of my colleagues are walking too.
Oh, they are?
Yes.
Oh, there's a gang of you?
Yes.
Oh my word.
Yes.
Oh my word. Who's going to go first?
Me, I hope. Get it over and done with.
See, that's the best way. Then you can point back and laugh.
Exactly.
You've got it all to come.
Exactly.
When you come off the other end, if there's one of your colleagues behind you, go, oh, it really hurts. It really. And just watch their face. I'm only joking. Don't do that. You'll have about 400 people all going, I ain't going across there. No, see your face. It doesn't hurt as long as you follow their instructions. And it really is a great thing to have in your life experience to do. And Sunday, after doing that on Saturday, you're doing something else on Sunday, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm at the Young Farmers Show in Roxwell. Bird Lucking, they've got a stand there. So.
And how long are you going to be there for?
Well, and as long as my feet are now, I will be there from 1 o'clock until 5 o'clock. But my colleagues are there from when it opens at 9:30.
So you're gonna be standing there all day long. You're doing this. You do a lot, don't you, for this chartered accountants? You need more money.
I need more money.
You
yes.
do need
yeah,
more. Just
yeah,
go with it. Go
just
with the
push
flow.
That one.
Go with the flow, Caroline. Go with the flow. We'll get you more money by the end of the show. Don't worry. How much more do you want?
Oh,
20%.
Oh, at least.
All right, we'll go for 30% and let them beat us down to 20. Are you listening? You're listening, Bird Luck in Chartered Accountants. Well, Caroline, thank you so much for coming in. Really, take some pictures. Would you come back on the show afterwards and just explain to us exactly what happened and how it went?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you're welcome. Anytime you want to come back in and talk about this again, you come back in. So we'll have you on, should we say next week sometime?
Yeah, that'd be absolutely fine.
Fantastic. Right, Caroline, you have a fantastic night, and it will be a life-changing experience. You watch.
Thank you very much.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.